Don't touch that dial. Divine Light of Mercy is next. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Now join Jackie Butler and Mary Jo Webb for this week's edition of Divine Light of Mercy.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jackie Butler and Mary Jo Webb with the Divine Light of Mercy program, coming to you from KPGM. And we are happy to be on this radio today to tell you that we're excited about being on demand part of the radio station. It'll go out to more people, and you can pick up our programs and listen to them and see our cute little faces on there. And this will be a new way of you hearing us if you can't reach us on Sunday. But now we're on demand and you can listen to us anytime. So I praise the Lord for that, and it's a new little journey for us on this program. What do you think, Mary?
Well, I think it's an adventure. We have always been surprised at how many things we end up doing on this program. But I'm not someone who thinks of new ideas or knows how to broadcast or knows anything about the internet. My computer is what I play games on. But we have today, we're going to be on the internet, and that certainly will be wonderful. But we also want to mention that we're in the midst of Lent, and we are, as Catholics, required to have this time of Lent is a time for reflection, of reading from the Bible, of going to visit the sick, going to do something special, especially on Fridays. Now, we're too old to be eating fish on Friday. That's for the younger Catholics who are asked to abstain from meat on Fridays during Lent. But there are other things you can do during Lent as one of the Lenten offerings you make, and that's go visit the sick, or yes, to call people up, or just to do extra prayers. We have a lot of friends and family who are not well at this moment. We want to remember them in our Lenten prayers and offerings. And Jackie, what are some of the things that you and your family are doing to help do Lenten things that we're supposed to do?
Well, that's interesting you should ask that, because I've talked to my granddaughters about this. I said, do things for your family that you're not asked to do. Do something like wash the dishes without somebody telling you to, sweep the floor, clean your bedroom, say kind things to your family, your friends. These are things, they don't seem to amount to anything to anybody, but they do change your heart. They do change you in realizing how much we really don't do that, how much we really don't do the extra, what it seems to be, the extra for people. And we're in the process of learning that in the time of Lent, it seems like things happen, serious things happen. And it's all in how you deal with it, how you allow God to do things for you when maybe you want to do it. Maybe you want to say something. Maybe someone's hurt your feelings and you want to let them have it. But instead, you do what God did. Forgave them and loved them. That's a fast from doing things the way maybe you usually do things. And unconditional love is the greatest gift God gave us. And during Lent, there should be more of it.
That's right. And visiting the sick or the shut-ins is one of the most important things. Even if you do it outside of Lent, which is fine too, but Lent demands from you a change of heart. We all have, especially relatives we have, that we've had some maybe awkward moments of not getting along very well. And so this is the time to ask for forgiveness from people you've hurt, and especially just recalling during Lent those who have gone on, who are now with the Lord, to remember them during the Mass. Easter is right around the corner. If Lent's here, can Easter be far behind? And it's also a good time to learn how to discipline. Discipline your thoughts, discipline your unhappiness. And what family doesn't have a period of unhappiness? We all do, that's life. But we can discipline. And as Charlie Osmond says, it's a decision to be happy. So he says, he gets up and he decides he's going to be happy. And I've been doing that because what I want to do is get depressed. But I decide I get up and I'm going to be happy. And somehow that seems to just get you in a frame of mind that things are easier than to get through the day.
And I want to say, we talk a lot on our program about redeemed time. Well, to me, that is definitely redeeming your time. You've changed your mind. You're going to walk with God in this and not try to do it yourself. Because redeemed time is what He did for us. He did this for us. And we were talking last night about the fact that if we live in redeemed time and really begin to understand that, we have a lot to be happy about and joyful. And to live in redeemed time is to mean you realize your life is redeemed. Everything in your life is redeemed. God holds nothing on you. Now, why do we forgive? Because we're entering redeemed time. We've changed our mind. We're not going to stay angry. We're not going to stay hurt and resentful. Because in those places is where the danger is of living outside of redeemed time.
And for those of you who have just now been told about redeemed time, we're talking about an encyclical that Pope John Paul II wrote called The Mother of the Redeemer. And there is, during the introduction, a most surprising statement he makes, because he said when Mary... when the Archangel Gabriel came and gave her the message that she was to be the mother of the Redeemer, and she agreed to that, then that very instant, all time in the past and the time in the present is redeemed. And I had no idea that time and space had to be redeemed, that they were under the curse of Adam and his sin. So that was enlightening. And once you understand that there are no charges against you, and that's what that means, Christ took your place on the cross where you should have been because of the hardness of your heart and your refusal to love. He took your place. And by doing that, He let all the time that had passed in your life and in generations past became under the authority of the redeemed time. And we've often talked about generational sin, how sometimes we inherit things from our ancestors, like maybe the problem of alcoholism, drug addiction. But that can be confessed in the confessional for Catholics. But the point is that if John Paul II said time is redeemed, we need to meditate on that. What does that mean exactly? How do you apply it? How do you live in it? How do you express it? And I think it is a deep subject, Jackie, don't you?
Very. Because we both have said we understand it to a point, and then it kind of fades from us, and we have to keep reminding ourselves that we are living in redeemed time. And that time, to me, becomes heavenly. It's like the kingdom of God that is within us. That's what the word says. The kingdom of God is within us. And if you live in redeemed time, that's where you're at. You're not living outside of that. You're living in it. And to learn how to do that is a marvelous work of God, because we don't know how to live in it.
And one of the hardest things I have to do is to love never takes offense. And that's part of what Scripture says also about Christ. He never took offense. And I take offense every 30 minutes, and a lot of times in my family life. And then you have to retract. You have to go back and start again. And it is a matter of gaining strength, strengthening your will. I will not ever get in the position where I'm going to take offense again. It is it's not Christ-like. If we're going to be Christians, if we're going to follow our Lord, and he said, pick up your cross and follow me, well, never taking offense is my cross.
Amen.
So,
and it's a big one. We're not sure, because even though the word says it to us, especially by his stripes you were healed, it means you were healed over 2,000 years ago. And how do you apply it today? The word says that it is true. And that's talking redeemed time. And if you can live in it. Now, if you have a headache and you can't believe for God to take the headache away, you're not going to take on cancer or diabetes or heart disease. And it's baby steps. It is baby steps. And my friend who taught me a long time ago, Ruby Bryant, God bless her, she always told me, she says, if you can't believe for a headache, you can't go very far in the healing business.
Well, that's wise. That's wisdom. And I always, when I entered into the charismatic renewal years ago, there was a whole list in 1 Corinthians about the gifts. And one of the things that we operate in is wisdom. Wisdom is something we need daily. We come up against situations that we don't know the answers to, but it's a very wise person who stops to pray and ask for guidance. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. That's why our Lord sent him, so that we might have the Holy Spirit to help us choose wisely, to forgive, especially rear up our children. And in my case, grandchildren. Now I've got great-grandchildren. But we are examples to them that love never takes offense. And it's a lifelong process. And I abound. We're having a new baby, little girl, here in about 3 weeks. Awful close to my birthday. And they're going to name her. They finally decided that she's going to be named. It's a kind of a Jackie. No, it's not Jackie. Good grief. They'll never forgive you. It's Julia.
Oh, how beautiful.
Julia Rayette. And that's a good name. And she'll be here anytime.
And God bless her.
Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We appreciate you tuning in. Please send your correspondence to Divine Light of Mercy and care of KPGM Radio, Post Office Box 1526, Pawhuska, Oklahoma 74056.